This is the Define Startup Podcast Show with Curtis Anderton.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Define Startup Show. I just want to say thank you to our sponsors, Upscribe.net. Upscribe is an amazing form building software that allows you to embed your email signups right onto your blog. It makes life so much easier, and if you have a blog or you're starting a blog, I really suggest that you guys sign up for Upscribe. It's super simple and very, very free. So go check it out, and I know you guys are going to get a lot of value from that. Now, this next interview is with Howard Bahar, the former president of Starbucks Coffee Company International and the author of It's Not About the Coffee. I was very honored to have this interview, and I'm very excited to share it with you guys. I know I have a lot of friends that are Starbucks lovers like myself, and I know you guys are going to really enjoy this interview. Now, this interview is a little bit different than the normal format and the normal questions. I ask Howard a set of different questions because he didn't start Starbucks, but he had a major role in forming the Starbucks that we know today. So I changed the questions a little bit, and there's some cool questions about his favorite coffee and some of his experiences at Starbucks. One of those, my favorite, was I asked him about what he recommends for a good first impression. So go check this interview out and stay tuned because you guys are going to really enjoy it. So thank again for tuning in and enjoy this interview with Howard Bahar. So first off, if you want to just share a little bit about yourself and kind of what you do on a regular basis and your hobbies and what you're doing now before we jump into the rest of the questions.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I retired about seven years ago from day-to-day operations after spending 21 years at Starbucks. And now I sit on about 5 boards and do some coaching and speaking around the world, and have written a couple of books on leadership, and I have a good life. I enjoy my life, and my mission in life is to nurture and inspire the human spirit every day, and I try to do that.
And tell us a story of how you got started with Starbucks.
Well, I was in my mid-40s, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do when I grew up. I had been president of a land development company that got in trouble, and we had to sell it. So I started looking around at small companies to buy, and I got interested in the specialty food industry. And along the way, I met this young guy named Howard Schultz, who was looking for a VP of operations for this small coffee company. And over about a year's period of time, we had a dance, and finally he invited me to join Starbucks, and I turned right instead of turning left. I went to work at Starbucks instead of buying my own business. So it was a great opportunity. Little did I know what it was going to become.
Yeah, that's amazing. What do you feel Starbucks does differently compared to other companies that make them so successful and so unique?
I think primarily it's about how we treat each other, how we treat people that work in Starbucks, and how we treat the people that we serve, who we call our customers. I think that, you know, I've always believed in this little equation that you grow the people, you make better people, the people grow the organization, and the organization grows the business. And that's pretty much what we did at Starbucks. And I think at the end of the day, when you treat people with respect and dignity, when you care about them as human beings, then they care about you and they care about the organization. And that's what we try to do. And I think that's what made Starbucks successful.
Awesome.
We had a relentless focus on our people.
All right, and it's amazing seeing Starbucks now, and when you go in there, you do feel like they are focusing on you, and like that's what's so special about them. Now, explain an experience when you took a big risk and it ended in success, and kind of tell us a story around that.
Well, I think that when I first started at Starbucks, you know, we were basically paying minimum wage, and I was responsible for retail operations, and I wanted to raise wages to above minimum wage. And so I took the risk, and I raised the wages, and we had to raise prices to do it, but it helped us to attract a lot of better people, and also I think that it was a fair compensation for our people. And so the risk, I think, turned out to pay for itself, because at the end of the day,
And kind of when you were interviewing people for the initial hiring process of that whole process, what were you exactly looking for in an individual?
People skills. I wanted people that worked in a company that loved people, that knew how to build good relationships, and that cared about themselves and cared about others. That's what I really focused on. Of course, they had to have others if they were, you know, for specialized jobs like IT or marketing, they had to have some skills in those areas too. But first and foremost was who they were as people.
For just kind of an interesting question here for you, but what do you feel makes a really great first impression, and kind of what kind of tips would you give for people to make a good first impression?
I think enthusiasm, passion, and a smile on your face. I think when people come in with high energy and you can tell they care, you know, that's always a good first impression. And when they've done a little research, you know, when they know a little bit about you, or if they knew a little bit about the company, that really makes a difference versus somebody that just comes in and really doesn't know anything.
I actually just purchased your book and I haven't started it yet, but I'm very excited to read it. So in kind of writing these books, what would you say is something that you learned? What was your biggest kind of learning curve when writing these books?
How difficult it is to write a book, how much time it takes, and how you get all of it out of your brain and onto a piece of paper. It is not easy. It took me a long time to do it. I don't come by writing naturally, so I had to have a lot of help to make it work. But it's just how difficult it is to get it out and to get your ideas out so people can understand them and enjoy reading it.
And what would you say is your kind of number one tip for people writing?
Stay with it. Have patience. Stay with it. Do a little writing every day. You don't have to do it all at once. And then have good coaches to help you write.
Great. All right, so now I have just a couple more shorter questions for you to end off the interview here, so we'll jump right into them. What one book has most impacted your life?
It would be a pamphlet that was written by a man named Robert Greenleaf, and it's called The Servant is Leader. And he wrote it. Robert Greenleaf was the head of organizational development at AT&T, and when he retired, he looked back at why were some executives' organizations really successful and why were some not. And he came to the conclusion that the organizations that were really successful had leaders that saw themselves as servants first, didn't think of themselves as being needed to be served, but rather understood intrinsically that their job was to serve others in their people's desire to achieve their own goals, and in so doing achieve the goals of the organization.
How do you take your coffee?
I drink a triple shot Americano every morning, black.
Awesome. And is that from Starbucks?
Always. Well, I mean, I've been known to drink other coffee, as they say, any port in a storm, but I'm a Starbucks fan. I love the taste of it.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
I was a customer for 17 years before I started Starbucks.
So that's awesome.
For 40, over 40 years.
And if you drink tea, what is your favorite kind of tea?
It would probably be Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. Awesome. Any specific company?
Tazo.
Awesome. And now, where can people find more about you if they want to kind of look up your name and find your books? Where can we find more information?
Well, I have a website, www.howardbr.com, and you can find all about me. And also, you can go onto YouTube, and I have a number of speeches that I've given that are on YouTube. So.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. I know I did. Thanks again, Howard, for tuning in with me. I really appreciate your time. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I learned so much from you. So thank you. Guys, make sure you go check out the links he recommended, and check out his book, It's Not About the Coffee. I just finished reading it, and it was so awesome. He talks a lot about leadership and kind of his role in Starbucks and the ups and downs. There's so much awesome value in throughout the entire book, and I really recommend it to you guys. So go check that out. It's Not About the Coffee. Once again, thank you to our sponsors, Upscribe. Make sure you go check out upscribe.net. And stay tuned for our next guest on the show. That should be coming out next week sometime. And I really hope that you guys have been enjoying these interviews so far as much as I have been. So have a wonderful day, everybody. And remember, you have what it takes. Go get it done today, guys. See you later, and I'll catch you in the next one.